90 families across Clarendon, Shrewsbury, Tynmouth, West Rutland, and Wallingford got an early holiday gift this week, a food basket with a turkey and all the trimmings. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, they have local school children to thank.
You got some pasta in there already, or you need some?
Some pasta.
Awesome.
Some soup.
There we go.
Here's the cranberry.
We got a little
potato and paper here.
Ethan Welch, Chelsea Congdon, and Melissa Fay, all seniors at Mill River Union High School, fill a cardboard box with donated food items.
Here we go.
Here's the turkey. And then there are cookies.
Once the box is full, they put it next to all the others that are waiting to be picked up in the school's auditorium. Ethan Welch of Wallingford says that while Mill River's National Honor Society organized the project, this was very much a community effort.
We had assistance from every school in the district, including our school here, all coming together to give to a greater cause. So that's really what this is about. You know, the community is a family. You look out for your family.
Chelsea Congdon of Clarendon says this time of year can be tough for a lot of people, so being able to help feels good. Plus, she and Welch admit it's been an eye-opener.
It's made me think of how grateful I need to be for what I have and how much I have compared to what other people have.
You never really think that much when you're younger and you're just, you know, I'll bring in a couple items for the basket, but you never really realize until you're putting them together and you see people's faces.
You can have this and you can pick some stuff from over there.
Thank you.
As much as you want.
Sorry,
it's no problem. I got it entirely. That's why they have me here.
Welch helps a woman with a baby while Dave and Pam Baird of Clarendon stop by to pick up their gift box.
This is a great thing. I'm on Social Security disability. And with the way the laws have changed, what do we get, $11 a month in food stamps? $16 a month now. That doesn't go far.
So how does this help?
We'll stretch this, you know, we're not just one meal, it'll be three or four meals out of this.
Even more, because I learned how to cook the old-fashioned way, from scratch. But not everybody knows that, especially young people now. I can make a meal from nothing.
Lori Hoyt stands nearby watching that exchange. She's a Mill River teacher and National Honor Society advisor.
To hear grateful people, I get goosebumps in my legs. I really do. We're helping our neighbors, and it's what the holiday season is about and what a big part of what National Honor Society is about.
As they walk out with their box, Pam and Dave Baird say the donated food will not only make their Christmas better, but the week after, too, since that'll be the end of the month when their budget is the tightest. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Clarendon.
Happy holidays.